Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The evidence is gone, but the nightmare continues. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
It would not be appropriate if we didn't, of course, take our weekly conversation with Eric Faddis about Diddy and dig into the latest developments as far as the accusations and the comings and goings of this case. Of course, he's joining us right now, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Surprisingly, we didn't have a ton, at least as of this recording, of new accusations this week. We did learn more about the NDA. In fact, a copy of the NDA did make it out to the public. TMZ published that. Did you get a chance to look at the NDA by any chance?
I've reviewed it.
Okay. So obviously NDAs, they're very common in business. They're common with celebrities. You're going to get together and people have cameras and all that sort of stuff. I get it, especially somebody that high profile. Was this just a normal looking NDA? Was there anything weird about it for Diddy, or was it kind of a boilerplate? We're covering everything we can possibly do.
You know, there were some pretty strong provisions in there. The duration of it is curious, I think. And also just sort of the subject matter. Like you said, it's normal in business transactions and stuff like that. But here it appears to have been attempted to be applicable to just like social activities. And so that's not as common as in terms of where you would usually see an NDA.
Obviously, they have to sign this before they can enter the party or wherever they're getting into with Diddy. The duration you brought up kind of odd, 70 years, wasn't it? It was an odd, like 70 years. And then wouldn't it be like just in perpetuity, or is there usually a year span on something like this?
You know, there's often a duration, really a time limit on these types of NDAs, and 70 years is rather long. And a lot of courts will look at these to decide whether they're enforceable if there's ever a dispute later on. And they look at that duration provision and they try to discern whether it's reasonable under the circumstances. And if it's not reasonable, sometimes they're not enforceable.
So a lot of people obviously signed this thing. Is it applicable anymore? I mean, is there anything that holds them? I mean, I know obviously if the feds come knocking, that's one thing. You really don't have much of a choice there. But if is it still enforceable if somebody wants to go to TMZ or whatever and share their story about what they experienced?
You know, I think in this circumstance, there are some real questions as to whether it would still be enforceable. One is the duration. 70 years is just super long. And some courts will say, hey, look, I don't think a person should be bound for effectively their entire life from ever saying something. And then the second issue is that arguably it could be against public policy, meaning that you can't have an NDA to like cover up criminal activity. If that's what it's covering up, then it's not going to be enforceable and a person could breach it without consequence.
If there wasn't a criminal activity in the assumed rare case, or maybe common, I don't know, it was all consensual what was going on behind those closed doors. There was no minors. There was nothing involving anything illegal. Then probably enforceable. But if you had one thing that was illegal going on, and let's say it's not even something horrific like sex trafficking or minors. Let's say it's illegal drug use or something like that. Something, you know, relatively minor compared to those sort of crimes. Is that something where like, well, that was illegal, it was going on, I can break it? Or does it have to be more so in line with something more severe like the sex trafficking and such?
It would depend on how a judge might review it. But typically, so an NDA is a contract between two people that they won't disclose something. And if there is criminal activity involved in this, and part of the NDA is that you can't disclose criminal activity, that's what's called against public policy. It would be void as against public policy. And so even if it's like covering mostly innocuous activity, if there's some illegality that it's trying to really cover up from disclosure, I don't think a court's going to like that. And I think it could rule that it's unenforceable.
How interesting. Now, another legal thing that we've seen with the world of Diddy, not necessarily the NDAs. Well, actually, yes, NDAs, but NDAs for a different reason. NDAs involving the civil cases. Another type of NDA. This is not you went to the party. This is, okay, we are agreeing to the settlement, and that's it. There's been a lot of cases that he settled over the years. The only one that we really know the graphic details of is the Cassie one, because that was put out there, and then it was settled. But the other one settled before they ever were actually published to the public. Can those things be fair game at this point, or would only the contents of that be able to come out through like the federal indictment and those sort of accusations?
Yeah, Tony. So typically the NDAs relating to like a civil settlement or a civil case, those are enforceable, even if there are some allegations of wrongdoing. Those typically hold up. However, of course, in a federal criminal investigation, if the federal government wants information from a witness, they can subpoena a witness who's under an NDA. And really, the federal criminal investigation will trump that NDA. And that person would be, in theory, required to disclose even things that are covered by an NDA. Mm-hmm.
But that would be disclosed like to a federal grand jury or something in private, correct? And then what came out of that private session is really more so up to the government and how that is all released. It wouldn't just be a, what if somebody went and talked? What if somebody had the NDA? They went and talked to the government. They're a witness there. And then they came out. Can they talk about what they talked about in there? Does that make that fair game, or would that still be covered under the NDA as we play the game of, is it legal?
That's a real gray area. And yeah, really a court is going to balance like, hey, what are the interests in this person coming forward, alleging a crime and providing supporting evidence to go after a criminal? Is that more important than maintaining, you know, secrecy of some proceedings or some transaction that happened? A court's really going to do that balancing. And oftentimes I think they're going to err on the side of this disclosure for purposes of criminal prosecution is appropriate.
It's not like that he doesn't have any power right now. It's not like it's just complete fair game on Diddy. Whatever you want to say, you can say. Obviously, the accusations are flying out there from a lot of people filing suits. But if you have the NDA, if you sign that thing, if you signed it from a lawsuit, if you signed it from going into a thing, he still has basically some control. I mean, you would be walking into somewhat mucky territory if you did start talking about what went on. He could still kind of go after you financially, technically. It's not just, we got him, he's a bad guy, let's say everything we can about him.
No, exactly right, Tony. Even if a court, you know, years later determined, hey, this disclosure for a criminal investigation was appropriate, in the meantime, Diddy can still say, hey, you breached the NDA, I'm going to sue you for that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring a lawsuit. We're going to haul you into court. We're going to turn your life upside down and make you miserable. And all of that can take place even if later a judge says, no, I think the disclosure, even in light of the NDA, was appropriate. So, even if they're in the right for disclosing this information, Diddy can still make him hurt.
What if he's dead? Does that void the NDA, or is it still 70 years and it would be the estate that could then sue whoever violated the NDA?
Huh? You know,
probably has to be stated in the NDA, wouldn't it, or something?
The NDA would only apply to a living person. And unless there's some provision in there that says like, and it's effective upon all of your heirs and everyone else for the rest of your life. But I don't think that provision would be enforceable. So my thinking is that if an individual is subject to an NDA has maybe told somebody about some stuff, then that individual dies. That stuff could still be relayed to whomever. And I'm not sure that Diddy could go after the disclosure under those circumstances.
Interesting. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, we're going to find out a lot with the federal indictment and these civil cases and all that. But with these that will still exist if they don't get litigated, there's going to be stories for years coming out, especially after he's dead, from people who just couldn't talk until then. I mean, this is just going to, it's going to keep going. And that's just, yeah, yeah. It's a never ending story here with Diddy, it seems. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.